Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. I'm absolutely livid. Absolutely livid. You know, in the studio class, I have two atomic clocks because I don't trust them. One of them is digital, and one of them is analog. The analog clock is a really big face. It's kind of like the clock that you had in elementary school, with the minute hand, the hour hand, and the red second hand. It's over a foot in diameter. Right next to that, I have a digital one. Some broadcasters like digital clocks. I don't like them. I want to see the second hand. I want to see the rate of time change. At exactly 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time, to the second, we got knocked off the air. And how do I know? Because we've had several problems with this broadcast, and it is all CenturyLink, all of it. I have in front of me a screen that shows the statistics. It shows the delay, the jitter, it shows frame loss, it shows everything you possibly want to know about. It's like looking into a digital microscope of what's happening. And we got knocked off the air partially, twice, and then down, boom, at exactly 10 o'clock to the second. And I'm looking at the second hand, so I saw when it happened. I'm livid because when we start talking about the power going down in California and people dying, boom, getting knocked off the air. I don't believe that these are coincidences because it happens way too often. It happens a lot here at USA Prepares. So I'm taking aim at CenturyLink. I believe they are the culprits. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's what happened. I got on the landline and I got connected. Jason put me right back in. And then when I get connected on the landline, then we get reconnected on the internet. So, I mean, I can see it. I can see the screen go red. And when it goes red, I've lost connection. I see it a lot. And it seems to be, at the same time we start talking about things that people really want to know about, things that other broadcasters are not talking about. So I just wanted to share that with you. And it's happened to Gwyneth, too. So, Gwyneth, let's continue with our discussion about how serious these fires are and what you can do, because you are right in harm's way right now, live, right here.
Yep. Like I say, something really, really important to take note of, you have to be aware of wind direction, what the wind smells like, what the color of the sky is. When you get bushfire smoke come across, the sky gets a particular hue. Even if the bushfire is, 10, 15, 20 kilometres away. And when you've been through a few bushfires, you get to recognise that hue. And it's like if you could imagine the distinctiveness of the sky that's full of snow. I know that makes sense to you, being in Missouri, and you know that if you go out in November or December or whenever, everything can be lush, everything can be green, everything can be beautiful. You look up and the sky has that particular look about it, and you think, uh-oh, we're going to get a snowfall within 6 hours. And the taste of the air. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. And what I've seen looking out the from the farm at a wildfire, it looks like a snowy white. There's an area that's different from all the other areas. You can see where it is. You can see the plumes of smoke. And at night, when it's dark, it's an orangey red. If you're close enough, you'll see the orangey red fire area. And I wanted to share with the class the colors of the smoke. So, for example, if you see...
I've got one of my dogs barking outside. Just you keep talking for a moment. I've got to see. Go and see what it's barking at.
Sure.
Hang on a moment.
Sure. I hope it's not the fire at the door. Class, when you look at the whitish smoke, that would be, you know, trees, grass is burning. But when you see black smoke, that's the petrochemicals. That would be like roofing material. That would be plastics, vinyl siding. Black smoke, that would be diesel fuel. That would be some gasoline, plastic containers, plastic pipes, plastic fencing, plastic gutters. You know, the plastics in the house. So when you see white smoke, it's probably fields and trees. And when you see black, it's houses, and it's vehicles, and it's fuel, meaning petroleum-based fuel, and petrochemicals. So that kind of gives you an indication as to what is on fire by the color of that smoke. And I have to tell you that when people burn trash around here, and then the fire kind of gets a little bit out of control, it's a bad thing. And it'll make you hate your neighbors. Because, you know, the air is nice and clean, and then some jerk decides that he's going to burn his leaves, and, well, let's throw in some pallets in there, too, and we'll burn over those pallets. And I get some railroad ties that are no good, so now they're burning creosote. And, well, we've got some plastic bottles and, you know, let's throw them in there, too. And we've got a few tires that we just can't get rid of, and we'll throw them in. They burn black, too. And so people do really stupid things, really stupid things. And what do you do about it? I mean, other than hate your neighbor forever for the stupid things that your neighbor does. But that's the kind of stuff that happens. And you can't train everybody. And the public schools have given up on education. They don't want to say, to the young children, you know, just want to tell you that if your family burns tires, it pollutes the air, it's toxic, it's a bad thing. They don't teach you that. They don't teach you not to burn plastic bottles. Some people, right around here, will burn their trash because the $7 a week is too much. It's too much to have your trash hauled to the landfill. So instead, they'll take those plastic bottles. They'll take those Walmart bags that they bring their groceries home in. They'll burn the cat food plastic bags. They'll burn the water softener 40-pound sacks. They'll put it all in that burn barrel. The burn barrel is nothing more than a 50-gallon barrel with a couple of holes punched in the side to let air in, and then black smoke comes out of it. And it gets so hot, if you looked at one at night, you'd see that the outside of the barrel is red, glowing red. All the paint burns off the outside of the barrel very, very quickly. And that's probably an okay way of, you know, burning some things. But, heck, plastic and rubber and hoses, and that's what they do. That's what they do. And of course, it's no fun to be near it, so they walk away. And then you have these fires. Now, you think any of that happens in California? I'm sure it does. Is that the reason for all the fires? No. We're going to be doing some broadcasts about some of these things that are in the sky in the next couple of weeks. Just stay tuned. I will not tell you what day, because I know we'll be knocked off the air when we start talking about this. It's pretty serious.
Isn't that amazing, Vincent, that you, mm-hmm. once you start talking about wildfires, mm-hmm. You get hammered? I would think that, you know, that would be something that people would want you to talk about.
Well, you know? our class does. Our class does want us to talk about this, because I can guarantee you that there are very few broadcasts, if any, that have discussed what is happening to you right now, like what is happening to you right now, and what your thoughts are and what your concerns are. I don't think there are any broadcasts that have covered this with a real live person in the way, in the path of destruction, in the path of death for animals and humans, and the destruction of property, buildings, farms, trees, fields, infrastructure, power lines, power poles, the whole thing. But let me ask you this. If this farm runs over, if this fire runs over your farm, is anybody going to come and help you rebuild it?
No. It'll be me and some mud. And, you know, probably living in a tent until we get rebuilt. And that'll be okay in the summer, but we'll be wanting to rebuild. If the fire came through, we would be wanting to have a house rebuilt by the winter, which means we would be making a lot of mud bricks. And we would be doing a lot of carpentry. You know, of a very basic kind with an axe and a saw and all that, because, you know, well, chainsaws with this type of wood that grows here eats chainsaw chains for breakfast, you know. You can run a chainsaw for about 8 hours on this wood when it hasn't been burned, and that chain will be destroyed, because the wood is so hard. And the name of the tree that grows here is called iron bark. And the reason why it's called iron bark is because the bark is so hard. It's not just the bark that's hard, it's the whole tree that's hard. It's like iron. I've tried hammering nails into it, and the nails bend. You cannot hammer nails into this wood without a pilot hole, you know. Unless the wood is reasonably green, then maybe you can. And we would be rebuilding the house over the rest of the summer, and you know, hopefully have it established by next winter.
It sounds like the house itself won't burn because of the mud brick. However, the window frames, the door frames, the doors would burn. And the roof. What is the roof made out of? What is your roof made out of?
The roof's made out of sheet metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's supported underneath with
stuff.
But it's supported underneath with purlins, right? Yeah.
Wooden rafters, Oregon pine rafters. And and it's got wooden boards as a lining to the sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
So the wooden boards would burn, and the Oregon pine would burn. But the other thing that I really have to mention, the most important part of fire preparedness is prayer, okay? I'm praying right now. I've been praying all evening for God to protect us and for God to look after us. And I believe that we're going to be okay.
Hold that thought.
And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much for that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, my apologies, especially to Sharon in Montana. I have a screen, a call screen, and it stayed on no calls, and Sharon's been holding, and it's because the internet went down, and my call screen was not refreshed, and because of that, it looked like there were no calls. And so, Sharon, I apologize. I didn't see you. Jason had advised me to refresh, and there you are. So you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, that's perfectly fine. I had a few comments. First, we live up here in northwest Montana. We live in the mountains among the trees. So I'm actually part of what's called the Fire Hall Auxiliary Club. It's to help our volunteer firefighters make money, but for supporting them, you know. But they have suggestions if you're in woods, and that is to have a defensible space. So ideally, you do not have bushes right next to your house, and if you have trees around, it's better to back them away from your property, you know, not right next to your main dwelling, but to limb them up above your head and then try to keep the ground more clear so that if they have a ground fire, they have a way of stopping it instead of tons of debris and brush underneath, which is something I'm working on. We have 8 acres, and I haven't gotten through all 8 acres, but I am working towards that. The other thing is we did go through a house fire about 26 and a half years ago, which sounds like a long time ago, but it's a very memorable event. And we were not home at the time, but one thing we had done at that time, not really thinking about, is we had put our propane tanks right next to the house, basically. and that did limit the first responders from doing anything because they were afraid they might blow. So that's something to seriously consider. And then just
the things to do. We have a propane tank, but we've got to move it out into the middle of the paddock somewhere tomorrow. That's one of the first things we're going to do. And like I say, just a simple thing, block up your gutters and fill the gutters with water. That's such a simple thing to do. And that can literally save a house. And, I have other roofs on the place that will have to be cleared of brush. But that's going to be reasonably simple to do. But like I say, it's you just have a list of jobs, and it mostly consists of wetting down the area around your house, getting rid of the brush as much as you can from away from the house, and and just. Making sure that, that's the other thing. We have, instead of pumps to supply water pressure, we have pressure towers, to supply water pressure for the house. That's actually a really, really good idea because it means that even if for whatever reason the electricity gives out, even though we live off grid, that means that we are still going to have a few, maybe 2,000 litres of water in the we call them header towers, but it's gravity-fed pressure towers to help with the firefighting as well. And that is, as soon as the sun comes up high enough, those are going to be filled tomorrow, and I would have filled them tonight, but I was actually out doing my grocery shopping, and I didn't get home until 6:30, and so it was too late then to pump water. You've got to do it in the middle of the day. But like I say, that's a thing. If anyone is wanting to make their house fire ready, and they have the opportunity, it's very easy. You can buy these, water towers. Often you can buy them when farmers have clearance sale. Sometimes you can actually buy the, towers. I don't know if you know what I mean. It's usually a metal tower of about, 3 or 4 meters high. You sit an IBC cube on the top of it. And then you fill the IBC cube or another variety of tank. But IBCs are great because they're freely available and they hold 1,000 litres and they're designed to, hold liquids for a long time. And so you sit the IBC cube on the top of the water tower and then you pump the water up and you fill the IBC cube up. And then you pipe it into the rest of your house.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Hold that thought.
Troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. on Capitol Hill. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is currently hearing from European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland as part of the impeachment investigation of President Trump concerning Democratic allegations that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to conduct an investigation into Joe Biden and his son in exchange for U.S. aid. Sondland telling the panel,
"We had no desire to set any conditions on the Ukrainians. Indeed, my own personal view, which I shared repeatedly with others, was that the White House and security assistance should have preceded without preconditions of any kind."
Another major planned power outage expected in California today because of the continued winds and wildfire risks. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why today you've got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We've got three instructors here today. We've got Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, Sharon in Montana, and me. We're talking about fires and fire prevention. And Sharon, you made a really, really good point when you talked about no shrubs against the house. Class, in the East Coast, you'll find shrubs against almost every house. I'm not sure why. Most people think it looks good. But If you don't have them, well, you can prevent fires. You can prevent snakes. You can prevent perverts. You can prevent termites. And you can prevent peeping toms. All by having no shrubs against your house. And so we don't have any. None. And every once in a while, Mrs. Finelli reminds me that on the East Coast in Virginia, that's what people do. And I remind her that, well, you want to go digging around the house and, you know, you can engage snakes. And it's absolutely true. They like it nice and cool. And termites don't like the sun. So if you want to encourage termites, by all means, put shrubs around your house. If you want to have a good place for people to hide while they burglarize your house, by all means, put shrubs around your house. And the discussion about the trees, keeping them away from the house, great. And I'm allergic to work. I really am. So in our house, we don't have any trees against the house. And the reason for that is I don't want to climb on a ladder and clean out the gutters. I don't want to do it. I'm allergic to work. So, and then back to the IBC cube, the water totes. In the United States, they're available in a couple different sizes, 275-gallon size and 330-gallon size, typically $50 to $75. I bought some years ago. And the plan is, it's really simple. All you have to do is fill them with water. That's it. Put a couple drops of chlorine in there to keep the water from breeding biologicals. Seal them up. And you're good to go. You know, leave about 10% airspace for expansion. You know, as water freezes or gets really cold, it expands. And when water gets heated, it expands. It's the only substance on the planet that gets that expands when heated and cooled. So consider that. Keep it out of the sun. And it'll probably last a long time. You'll have some water. Sharon, your comments.
Yeah, I agree. I have to confess I have some bushes near my house, but not next to it. I made a buffer because I like flowers. But if there were a fire, my husband would take a chainsaw and they would not be there. Okay? I mean, boom. But the other thing, and she mentioned, Gwyneth mentioned this, you need to, if you can, especially when you're developing your property, make enough room for a fire truck. We live out here in the woods, and the fire chief was sharing how that it's really hard to get to some of the houses, and then they can't turn around, and they might have to back down a mile's driveway. So it's a good thing. But I was going to make a couple more comments, and actually I have to head out because I have to go to town. But if you're thinking of a fire coming, I would highly suggest you have a grab-and-go list and that you would put things together so you could grab them and take off. And some things you might consider are beyond your photos would be maybe recipes, spices, special books, anything that has, like, sentimental value. But your house is not worth your life is all I can say. Okay. There are people who die for their house. We were not home. It totally gutted. And we have started over, and you'd never know we went through a fire. We have everything above that we need, and it's just not worth your life. It really isn't. So, you know, I would say go if it's too close. It's just not worth it. But I do myself have to go because we have to go to town, have an appointment in town. So you guys have a good day, and this is a really great topic to cover, even on just generally fires. Everybody should have fire extinguishers. They're like $15 at Walmart. Anybody can afford them. And, you know, you could prevent this whole thing, not forest fires, but you can prevent really massive fires in your own home if you just could put them out right away. And I guess I'm not really surprised because before we had a fire, I wasn't all that aware of it. But most people don't have them. And so I would just suggest everybody go out and get one today because you just never know. Anyway, thank you.
You're talking about a fire extinguisher, right?
Yeah, just in your house. I mean, you know, a simple kitchen fire can be a whole house fire before they can get to you, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, so be a little proactive. Just everybody in general can do that. But I do have to go because I have to run a few chores, and I've got to head to town. So thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Thanks so much for being
all
with
right,
us and sharing. Sharing.
All right.
Class, just to add an exclamation point to what Sharon said. Here at our house, we have multiple fire extinguishers, and we've had them for decades. And here's why, a couple of reasons why you should have one. Obviously, if you have a kitchen fire, you want to put it out. We have them in our automotive shop. We have hoses that are connected to hydrants. which would be, we'll call them water faucets, but in the farms you call them a hydrant, because they come out of the ground, have a little handle, and you lift up the handle, and water comes out the spout. Well, so we have all these things because we're concerned about fires. But here's just, if that doesn't pique your interest, maybe this will. If you have smoke detectors in your house, and if you have fire extinguishers in your house, you can probably save about 10% on your homeowner's insurance policy just by having those two things. So how much does a fire extinguisher cost? I don't know. When we bought ours, maybe $15. So we bought a bunch of them. And they're in the kitchen. And they're right where you can see them. Right where you can see them. Now, why would we do that? So if people come over to visit, they see them. Fire extinguishers. Well, the reason we have them where you can see them, it's kind of like vitamins on the kitchen counter. If you put everything away, you forget to take them. If you put the fire extinguisher away and you have a fire, you don't remember where it is because it's not in your mind. Ours is right there in the kitchen. Everybody can see it. And if something happens on the stove, that fire is going to go out right away. And if that's not good enough, the fire hose is right outside and we'll open the window or break the window and we'll bring water with the hose right through the window. That's what we'll do. And that's what you ought to consider doing. But don't get one of these cheap, junky hoses that's on sale at the Chinese factory outlet for $10, because if they're made out of plastic, vinyl, they don't bend when it gets cold. They break. So if you have a hose that you're trying to stretch out because it's coiled up outside, and you try to make it straight so you can get in to where the fire is, and the hose cracks and breaks, it's going to do you zero good, zero. You need to have a rubber hose. A rubber hose. Not a hybrid, a rubber hose. And if you want the proof of this, they make air hoses. You know, gas stations used to have air hoses where you could inflate your tires. And they could buy the less expensive vinyl-type hoses, the plastic ones, the reinforced ones with nylon. They're lightweight, but they don't bend in the winter. So if you go to put air in your tires, you will see that those air hoses are made out of the same thing all the time, rubber. Most of them are reddish-orange in color. Some of them are black, but they're rubber hoses. They're commercial hoses. That's what you want. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would tend to agree there. Just an exclamation point about the shrubbery around the house. We actually do have plants growing fairly close to the house, but the plants that we have growing close to the house are cacti. Opuntia ficus indica, prickly pear cactus. And the thing about prickly pears is they don't burn. They don't burn easily. They probably would burn in a really, really intense fire, but they don't burn easily. And they're full of prickles. And so if anyone comes to our house in the middle of the night for one thing, the dogs are going to go off the handle. I don't know if you heard earlier on in the broadcast where we had one of our dogs outside because it needed to go out and do its business. And it was barking and barking and barking, and that was one kangaroo up in the valley. And so if a human came anywhere near this house, it would be pandemonium here. And that's something that there is no way that anybody could sneak up on us in the middle of the night. And the dogs would go crazy, and I would be out there with some form of weaponry, and I would be defending my land and my family. And that's really important. And we have prickly pears and Agalhae americanas, which are century plants, planted around the perimeter, starting, we are eventually going to get them growing all the way around our boundary, but it's like 1.2 kilometers of boundary. That's a lot of boundary. And so the main direction that I sort of sat and thought, well, if a fire comes, this is probably the most likely direction that it's going to come from, and that's the area that I planted first. Agave Americanas just about don't ever burn. And prickly pears just about don't ever burn. And so if you've got them planted in thickets in the main fire direction, your chances of being attacked from fire or from, problems, people from that direction are considerably reduced. That's just another handy little hack to throw in there. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And it makes it a little uncomfortable for those peeping perverts, trying to look through the windows as well. And, one of the things that we like doing is we like these thorn trees. We have these locust trees that grow these thorns that are like 3 feet, 3 inch long thorns. And you could probably hammer one of these dried out thorns into a piece of pine, soft pine. They'll go right through a tire. I mean, we have to pull them out of the tires. And so we try to keep them out of the fields, and we'll cut them down and we'll mulch them to break up these thorns, because they're just terrible on these tires. They'll go right through a tractor tire like it's nothing. And but we like them to grow along the fence line, along the road. It makes it makes it impossible to go through. I mean, literally, these trees are tough. So you might want to think about the addition of some of those around a property that you want to protect. And those are thorn locusts. People hate them around here, except we think that they're useful in some applications. Class, tomorrow I'm going to try to tell you exactly where you can get the kind of hose that I'm talking about. This, the type of hoses that we use at the farm here. I'll try to tell you, do some little research, and share with you exactly where you can get these hoses and the proper length and the diameter and the end fittings. And I'll even try to give you the part number of where you can get them on sale. Okay. And that'll be tomorrow, hopefully. And Gwyneth and I have been talking about fires and how deadly they are and how dangerous they are. And I hope you're taking note. And I hope you share around the kitchen table. We're not done yet, but we've got another segment. But I hope you share around the dinner table tonight how serious this is. Because you can say that you know of a person who's been in the path. Actually, you know a couple now. Actually, maybe three of us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it, you know, I'm trying to find this hose, and the internet says, oh, you know, have it, pick it up at the store. Nope, can't pick it up at the store. Order it online. Nope, can't buy it online. So I've got to do some more research. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to get you the information so you can buy these hoses, but I'll get more information to you tomorrow. I want to share something with you, Gwyneth, and it's really kind of frosts me. So we had a caller. I saw it on the call screen. It was ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, and Jason didn't answer it immediately. He got to it within a couple minutes. And so a guy called in from California, and you did not hear him on the air because Jason threw him overboard. Thank you, Jason, for doing that. And I want to tell you what happened. So we're talking about a serious topic. I talked about with Gwyneth how you can breathe and filter the air. And this guy is like your typical troll on the internet. And you see a serious topic, serious news item, serious discussion, and then some guy makes a silly, moronic, juvenile joke. And so this guy, we're talking about building a breathing apparatus, and what does he come up with? He says, oh, we already got those. It's called a bong. So that's moron. And please, Nathan, if you're listening, please go find some other broadcast to listen to, because we're not interested in having you as part of USA Prepares. You're a waste of time. Absolute waste of time. We don't want anything to do with you. Seriously. Until you grow up. I can't believe it. I just can't believe how stupid people behave. Why, when we're talking about fire coming toward Gwyneth, somebody that you all know and love, and this guy's got to make an idiotic joke? Really? Grow up, Nathan. Grow up. I just can't believe it. And in that line of thinking, class, We used to get beat up every day on the internet, on the Ron Gibson channel. And so did Mike Rivero. Mike Rivero's having some health challenges, and people are calling him a drunk, and they're just blasting him. They're calling me and my family all kinds of names. Ron Gibson pulled the comments. There's no more comments on the Ron Gibson channel for us at USA Prepares, nor what really happened, Mike Rivero's broadcast on Republic Broadcasting. So just a couple jerks make it miserable for everybody, and now all the comments are stopped. You can't make a comment. And what's happening is the GDP is like everywhere, and they're ruining it for everybody. So it is incumbent upon you, class, to speak up. When you see this, you don't get yourself beat up. But when I see stupid behavior, I speak up. And when someone says, can I help you? No, you can't help me because your hair is green. No, you can't help me. You're not capable of helping me. You're not capable of helping yourself. I've had it, class, and it's time to speak up. I got to tell you, you ought to get really worried because Pete, what's his butt? Homo Pete? Mayor Pete? That guy? He's gaining traction. We might have a homo in the White House.
And again.
Again. Again. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we had our first black homo. Now we'll have our first white homo. And his husband. Jeez. Are you paying attention, class? You need to speak up and tell people, this is nuts. These guys are perverts. They're sick. Don't turn your back on a homo. I can't say it any plainer than that. I can't say it any plainer than that.
It's in these last few months, I was going to plug my book, but I've got to say something more serious, Vincent, and that is this. God has been telling me for over 20 years that the state of Victoria is under a curse. It's doomed because they have, they're stuffed up on a couple of key levels. For one thing, every time that there has been an evangelical preacher come through, okay, they have given them a bad time. And say what you want about evangelical preachers of the likes of Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and these sorts of people, but they do turn people towards Jesus. Okay, they actually do. Some people actually do become Christians because of these evangelical type preachers, but every time that they would come through, they would get given a bad time in Victoria. They would get given the Lauren Southern, Milo Yiannopoulos special treatment. And, you know, now they're doing it to Milo and Lauren Southern. Victorians have been doing this for over 20 years. And not only that, they're eviscerating people in the hospital, okay, while they're still alive. And they're
20 seconds.
Post-birth abortion. And because of that, Victoria is under the judgment of God. And it's very, very sad to consider that it's actually true. And so... I believe that God will protect me. I believe that I'll be fine. But I believe that there is something really catastrophic going to happen tomorrow.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.